Hi, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today we're reading from the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verses 29 and 30 in the New Living Translation. And I just want to let you know just a little bit of housekeeping. I've decided to group our verses together, and instead of going one verse by one verse, I'm going to group them in more logical paragraphs. And so we actually will get through the whole book of Philippians this month. And do tell me in the show notes if you'd like to see me pray through a different book or one of your favorite books you'd like to see done. So anyway, here we go. Philippians 1 verses 29 and 30 says this: "For you have been given not only the privilege of trusting in Christ, but also the privilege of suffering for him. We are in this struggle together. You have seen my struggle in the past, and you know that I am still in the midst of it." Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, thank you for this verse to remind us that we suffer, and there are people all over the world right now suffering for your name, suffering for your glory, suffering because they believe in you, suffering because they've chosen you over the things of this world. And so right now I lift up those folks who are hurting and who are suffering for your gospel. But I also pray for those who are suffering just because this is a hard world. It's a difficult place, and they're battling illness today, or they're battling discouragement that just feels like a wet blanket's been thrown on them, or they're looking out the window and thinking, how can I possibly make it through another day? And so, Lord, suffering is pretty normative in this life, but I pray you would give us a holy perspective on that suffering, and help us to begin to see it, as Paul writes it, a privilege. He says, not only been given the privilege of trusting in Christ, but also the privilege of suffering for him. And Lord, that's not a very simple thing to think about in today's age, where most of our life is spent avoiding pain. Teach us what it means to have the privilege of suffering for you, the privilege it is to trust in you, in something bigger than ourselves, something greater than ourselves. And Lord, thank you that Paul actually suffered, and he can be an example for us, as well as all the other folks in the New Testament who definitely struggled and suffered for your sake. Lord, he says he's still in the midst of it, and I pray for those folks today who are in the midst of suffering. They're in the middle of it, and they don't see the end to the story. In fact, they may have even come to the place of despair. And so, Lord, help us in those situations to lift up our eyes like we would lift them to the mountaintops, where our help comes from. And your scripture says, our help comes from the Lord of heaven and earth. And Lord, you also taught us, Jesus, you taught us to pray. And you said that we should pray like this: "Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed," or "praise be to your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And so I do pray for your will to be done in my friend's life today, on earth as it is in heaven. I pray you would strengthen them. I pray that you would give them songs to sing in the middle of night when things are really hard. I pray that you would reorient their hearts and their minds to you when the going gets very tough. I pray for grit and tenacity and the ability to continue to walk in your footsteps, and knowing that it's normative to experience persecution, it's normative to experience suffering on this earth, but you said, "Take care, I have overcome this world." And so we place our trust, the privilege of placing our trust in you, Lord Jesus. We trust you in the midst of suffering. We trust that you have a plan. We trust that you will bring something good out of bad, that you will bring something redemptive out of death, that you will bring life from broken dreams. And we just lay our hearts and our minds and our souls and our worries and our relationships. And Lord, so many times it's relationships that cause us to suffer. So we lay them all down before you. We place them in your hands, and we entrust them to you. We take our hands off. We take off our control, and we entrust our friends, our family, those who act as enemies in our life. We entrust them to you, and we just ask, Father, that you would help us to love you well and to love others well, even when it's hard. I pray all this in your miraculous, beautiful name, Jesus. Amen. And so thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. When life overburdens you, unburden yourself through prayer, because God is listening. He so is. And I wanted to share something with you just to finish off this first day of March 2018. And that is this. Have you been, just to ask a question, have you been influenced positively by Pray Every Day, but you want a little bit more? You may not realize this, but Pray Every Day is actually based on my 365-day devotional entitled Jesus Every Day, so pretty similar, where I walk you through the whole Bible and empower you to pray through the Bible daily. So you can find it everywhere books are sold, and you can click the link in the show notes. So yes, it's called Jesus Every Day, and that's what this whole podcast came from. So I hope you have an amazing day, and you are so loved.